If you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to turn to the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 10. God can only fill the cup that is turned right side up, obedient to Him. But every vessel that is open to Him, He always fills with His grace, with His blessings of life. St. John chapter 10, verse 27. The words of Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for your divine presence for the Sabbath day. And Father, I pray that your blessings shall be upon your word, that it will fall upon open hearts this morning. We would have a heart that is sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And we'll give you the praise for what you're going to do for us by faith right now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. In more than one scripture in the Gospels, Jesus refers to his disciples as sheep. And I don't have to tell you, you know as well as I know, sheep aren't very smart. Are they? I mean, they'll wander off from their shepherd very easily. And in the natural, when the shepherd sees one of his sheep wandering off, he will speak to it. Gently at first. If the sheep does not heed that voice, the shepherd has a staff in his hand. He put that staff with the hook around that sheep's neck. First, he will gently apply the pressure. And then if the sheep continues to stray, the shepherd will apply more pressure to bring that sheep back to safety. Because the shepherd knows in the natural that when a sheep, a lamb, begins to stray from the flock, it means destruction. It means that that sheep has only a little while longer to live in the natural. But Jesus is the shepherd in the spiritual kingdom today. His sheep of his pasture he loves. The sheep of his pasture, he desires them to stay close to him. Jesus, our great shepherd, desires for us who are born again to stay close to Him. Not to listen to the voices that are coming from the north, south, east, and west. And not to leave our protection, our umbrella of protection, if you please. For what did it say in the book of Exodus? God was getting ready to bring the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. He said, when I see the blood on the doorpost, I will pass over you. That's possible today. For the disciples of Jesus Christ, the sheep of his pasture. His sheep today are precious to him. He loves his sheep. He has an unconditional, unchanging love for his sheep of his pasture. Even though his sheep often try to stray, he speaks to them. And then he'll apply a little pressure Why? He doesn't want his sheep to self-destruct. He wants his sheep to stay close to him so that they can make it across the finish line to a place called heaven one of these days. Jesus, our shepherd today, he's willing to leave the 99 that are safe and secure, to go after that one that has rebelled against him, disobeyed him, and he will go seeking for that one lost sheep. Why? Because every sheep is valuable to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sheep in the family of God, the sheep of his pasture, they are precious to the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he does not want any of his sheep to stray. Many sheep have strayed from the shepherd. Many sheep have wandered aimlessly, and many sheep have drifted unnoticed by the other sheep. Then suddenly, it becomes aware to everyone that there is a sheep that is lost, missing. And it was unnoticed. Where would the family of God be today if no sheep had ever strayed? Where would the family of God be today if no sheep had ever drifted? Where would this church be today if no sheep had ever wandered aimlessly from the fold? It doesn't happen suddenly. It doesn't happen instantly. It doesn't happen overnight. It happens gradually. But aren't you glad this morning that Jesus Christ cares for his sheep? Aren't you glad this morning that Jesus Christ is willing to go after one, because that one could be me, could be you? That one lost sheep may be a loved one today, a friend, a fellow church member. Jesus says, I must not spend all of my time with the 99. I must go after the one. Because Christ never saves in numbers. He never saves in masses. He always saves one at a time. I believe in mass evangelism. I believe in revival. But you see, regardless of that fact, Christ is concerned about individuals. He's concerned about you today. He doesn't look at the masses today entirely, but he looks at persons. He looks at husbands and wives and sons and daughters and grandchildren, and he looks at us personally. And he says, I'm in love with you. I care for you. And I don't want you to be destroyed by the things of this world. Thereby, Jesus says, I am willing to go to the extreme, to take extreme measures to get you back to where you belong. Only you and the shepherd know where you stand today. Only you and the shepherd, Jesus Christ, knows what your relationship with him is. I don't. Only you and the shepherd, Jesus Christ, knows if you're about to be utterly destroyed. But Jesus says, cast all of your care upon me, for I care for you. Cast your burdens at the shepherd's feet. Cast your cares and cast your problems and cast your needs of life at his feet. Because he alone cares enough about you to take extreme measures. Have you ever noticed how friends are seasonal in your life? People that you were friends with 25 years ago, how many of them are your friends today? Not all of them, I'd be willing to say. It may have been this or that that brought the relationship to an end, but very few people have personal friends for a lifetime. But I've got a friend in Jesus for a lifetime. He's not a seasonal friend. He's not a seasonal shepherd. He is a shepherd today that loves me 24/7. Who cares about me. And he cares about you. My sheep hear my voice. Another place Jesus says, the voice of another they will not listen to. There's many attractions in this life. There's many avenues and different forces that are coming against our spiritual being, trying to get us to self-destruct. There's many forces of evil today that comes in many different colors and shapes that's trying to get our souls. But Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. People say, I don't hear from God. I'm not saying that I have ever heard audibly from God. I never have. God is a spirit, the Bible says. Man is a spirit. And when our spirit is connected to his spirit, we hear the voice of God speaking to us. He speaks to us through his word. This is the voice of God speaking to you. This is the voice of the shepherd saying, I love you, I care for you, I want you to stay close to me. He says, I want you to cross the finish line and I want you to live this life with victory. This is what he's saying to you in his word. This is not a gone with the wind book. It's not going anywhere. Yes, there have been those that have added to it. Yes, there have been those who have taken from it. But this word is settled in heaven, Psalms 119:89 says. It is settled. Man can change it. Man can dilute it. But this word still says that Jesus, our shepherd, is still the way, he's still the truth, and he's still the life. And that no one can come to the Father except through the shepherd. He is the door. He is the open door today that gives us access to God the Father. The offertory that was played about Jesus There's just something about that name. Is there not? And Jesus today is our shepherd, and we can hear His voice. Oh, you say, preacher, do you think we'll be able to hear His voice today or on Judgment Day? Yes, we will. But I don't want to hear Him say, depart from me, I never knew you. I want to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in the joys of the Lord. You fought a good fight, the battle's over. Let me show you your mansion. But in order for me to hear Him say, well done, I've got to be in tune with Him now. I've got to be on the right frequency with the shepherd today. I've got to listen to Him. I got to be sensitive to the Spirit. I cannot quench the Spirit. I cannot grieve the Spirit. But I must hear that voice. We can hear everything else. We listen to everything else, don't we? Could it possibly be today the reason we don't hear His voice is that we're listening to too much of everything else? What does the Bible say? It says, meditate upon my word. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Is it possible today the reason we don't hear the voice of God is that we're so cluttered with temporal things that we don't hear His voice? So many times it is so easy for man to obey the voice of another person that they don't even know. But yet they find it difficult to obey the voice of God. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They obey me. How do people get saved? Very simple. Every Christian here got saved the same way. Every other Christian after us will get saved the same way. They heard the voice of the Holy Spirit say, I am the way. Walk in it. Repent and follow me. And we said yes, and we became His sheep. And that is the way every other person is going to become the sheep of His pasture. Obey His voice. And heed His voice and take up their cross and follow Jesus. My sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow. Where He wants me to pasture, I will. Where He wants me to stay, I will stay. What He wants me to speak, I will speak. Beloved, today, it is very simple today how to live a Christian life. It's not complicated. Man is the one that makes this thing complicated today. But Jesus says, you simply have to follow me. Amen. We simply have to follow Jesus, regardless of how difficult it may seem, regardless of how unwise it may seem, regardless we don't understand it, we still have got to obey and follow Jesus Christ. We want to talk about faith, and I believe in faith. For by grace are we saved through faith. I believe in faith to move mountains. I believe in faith for salvation and faith to be filled with the Spirit and faith for healing, and faith for deliverance, and faith for provision. Yes, I believe that. It's biblical. But unless I am obedient, my faith will not work. Unless I am obedient to the voice of the shepherd, my faith will not work. What has God asked you to do? Where has God asked you to go? What has God asked you to say? Who has God asked you to witness to? What has God asked you to give sacrificially? What has God asked you to do and you're still praying about it? You know what that is? Rebellion. When God tells us to do something and we keep praying about it, we're in rebellion. When God tells us to do something and we're still praying about it, we're just simply trying to get God to change His mind. But I've got to be obedient to this shepherd. I've got to be obedient today to the call of God upon my life. We must be obedient and we must follow Him, my friend. If He leads us to the desert, He'll go with us. If He leads us to the fiery furnace, He'll go with us. If He leads us to the lion's den, He'll go with us. If He leads us out in the wilderness, He'll go with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. But He's a friend that sticks us closer than our brother. But my responsibility is just to follow Him. Can you imagine where the church would be today in America if every sheep, if every disciple of Christ would simply follow Jesus? We'd change America. Well, we want Washington, D.C. to change. What about the church? What about us disciples taking the lead? Hello, anybody breathing? What about we who call Jesus the Lord of our life following in the steps of Christ and going all the way to Calvary with Him and being crucified with Him? Dying with Him and dying to the world, the flesh and the devil, and saying, Lord, it is not I who wants to live to himself any longer, but I want to live for the glory of God. Oh, you see today, my friend, it is following Jesus all the way to the cross. It's following Jesus when others won't. It's following Jesus when others will not understand why you are. It's following Jesus. Why? Why should I follow this man named Jesus? I've never seen him. I've never touched him. You should follow him because he is the only one who would ever die for your sins. You should follow him because he is the only person who has ever lived and died and rose again, and who is seated at the Father's right hand this morning, interceding for you. You should follow him today because he is the only one that can get you to your destiny. You should follow him today because he is the only one, my friend, that can supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. You should follow him today because he is the only one that can heal your body. You should follow him today because he is the only one that can still supply your financial needs. You should follow him today because He is the only one that can answer your prayer. You should follow Him today because He is the only one that will love you tomorrow as much as He loves you today. You should follow Him, my friend, because He is the only one that will be with you in life's darkest moment. You should follow Him, my friend, because He is the only one who will never leave you nor forsake you. You should follow Him, my friend. It'll be the greatest decision you ever make in life. Wise people still follow Jesus. Wisdom does not come with age. I prayed with a five-year-old girl at an altar to be saved. And I've seen 75 and 85-year-old men and women sitting in the pews, lost without God. Who is the wisest? The five-year-old boy and girl. Why? Because they chose Jesus. A wise person will always follow Jesus, no matter how impossible it may seem. A wise person still will take up their cross and follow Jesus Christ where He leads them. How can I do this? How can I follow Jesus? How can I forsake this or forsake this and follow Jesus? It's very simple. I just come and I say, Jesus, here's my life. I surrender it. I consecrate it to You. And I say, Jesus, got a lot of failures. Got a lot of mistakes. Haven't been perfect, Lord. But Lord, Your word tells me You love me. So, Lord, I'm going to follow You the rest of the days of my life. And Lord, I'm not going to do it haphazardly. Lord, I'm not going to follow You based upon how I feel. Lord, I'm not going to follow You based upon my understanding. But Lord, I'm going to follow You when I hear Your voice. I will follow You. And I will obey You every step of the way. For to obey God is better than anything you could ever give Him. To obey the shepherd is more precious to God than everything you possess right now. You know what God wants for me and you? I can tell you. To follow Him. That's all He wants today. He simply wants you and me to follow Him where He leads us. Will you follow Jesus? Please stand. Father, we love You this morning. We thank You for Your divine presence, the presence of the shepherd. And Father, this morning, I pray that we would purpose in our hearts to follow Jesus, regardless of what others do or say. That we would purpose in our hearts to take up our cross and follow Jesus. That we would purpose in our hearts to seek God with all of our hearts. That we would purpose in our hearts to say yes to Jesus Christ from this moment on. This morning, I'm going to open the altar like this. I want every person who will say this morning, Jesus, from this moment on, I will follow you. I want you to come right now.